And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, when your own party starts showing you the door, maybe it's time to read the room a little bit. As many as 50 Liberal MPs have signed a petition calling for Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to step down as party leader. But despite the mounting pressure, Trudeau insists he'll lead the party into the next election. Four Texas school employees have been placed on administrative leave after allegedly giving sleep aid patches to preschoolers. The investigation began when a four-year-old told her mother about receiving a sticker that makes me fall asleep. The mother discovered it was an over-the-counter melatonin patch called Sleep Z. When confronted with the evidence, the school took action, suspending the teacher and three aides pending investigation. A troubling expansion of services at Planned Parenthood reveals the organization has become America's leading provider of cross-sex hormones, with 450 of their 600 locations now offering transition drugs. Last year alone, they treated, that's air quoted, 40,000 patients, with 40% between the ages of 18 and 22. More concerning still, they offer same-day prescriptions without requiring any type of evaluations, and some locations will provide hormones to minors as young as 16 without parental consent. That's not a shocker at all. A stark new UN report titled Violence Against Women and Girls in Sport has documented nearly 900 medals lost by female athletes to male competitors who identify as transgender. The study found that across 29 different sports, over 600 female athletes have lost competitions to biological males. It's because they're men playing female sports. It's not right, and it never will be. And a taxpayer-funded study on puberty blockers that began 9 years ago remains unpublished because its results don't support the researchers' agenda. The doctor who conducted the multi-million-dollar study in 2015 found that puberty blockers, quote, did not lead to mental health improvements in the children studied. Her reason for withholding the data? Well, she doesn't want it weaponized in court cases protecting children from those procedures. Imagine protecting the most vulnerable among us. And finally, we end with maybe a little bit of welcome news, some welcome relief for sure for the holiday budget. Walmart and Aldi have announced inflation-free Thanksgiving meals. Walmart's offering feeds 8 people for less than $7 each and includes 29 items, while Aldi's meal serves 10 for under $47, their lowest-priced Thanksgiving meal in over 5 years. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I am Jimmy Hicks, and if you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And also, don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.